But I wasn't around my grandparents on my mother's side as much as I was, on my dad's side, because they live down there close to us. And my granddad, Twilly, and my grandmother, well, they moved to Batesville a few years ago. Yeah.
Mm. Were they
when I was growing up.
They were farmers?
Yes, he was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. And Gid?
Yes.
That's right on the river.
No, Gid is about halfway between here and the river. Guyne is on the river.
Oh, Guyne, that's what I was thinking of. They lived at, how do you spell it?
G-I-D.
Gid is where your mother was born.
Yes. I used to have a post office, a store, about two stores. There's not a store there anymore. There's about halfway between there and Guyne, there's a country store, but there's not one at Gid anymore.
Tell me about how y'all used to, did y'all used to go into town much? You lived close to town, or?
Well, when we was growing up, we lived down here where my dad lives, and the only way we had to go was in a wagon or a horseback.
But you rode, did you ride much?
We rode horses and mules.
Tell me about the wagon you had, would you?
Well, just...
Did you?
Old iron tarred wagons.
Iron tarred?
Yes, sir. Kind of grew old, like you see in the movies nowadays. The,
yeah.
Old Western movies. Same Springfield wagon.
Uh-huh. They come from Springfield, Missouri, most of the way.
Well, I just wonder if that wasn't where they got the name. They built at Springfield. I don't know.
Yeah, they built some over in Tennessee, too.
Yes.
I remember seeing that stuff. Now, on a wagon, you had, around the tire, the wooden part was the, you know, there was a wooden inside of the, around that. What did the iron part fit on?
Well, they went around there. They had spokes, and they had the wood before the iron tire went on, you know, and they had to keep the wood soaked up or the iron tire had come off. I can remember that. But see, I was raised up just at the end of the wagon.
Yeah.
When the cars, just as the car was coming in this country here. And
right.
Of course.
Did a wagon, did it have something come back that the hanes, I mean the traces were hitched to?
They had a double tree.
Double tree, right. And each
horse or mule, whatever you use, had a single tree, fastened to the double tree.
Did y'all pull, would y'all mostly two mule?
Yes, sir.
You ever use four?
Oh, occasionally. I've seen Dad when he had it, had his wagon loaded, use four.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you break ground with in the spring?
With a team until 48 when he got his first tractor. He bought a tractor in 48 and he started breaking ground, cultivating with it, partly. And then us boys had an old double shovel and a mule we'd work most of the crop with. Dad'd plow it up and plant it and we'd do most of the plowing.
You broke it with a double shovel or?
Well, he'd break it with a tractor and we'd use a double shovel to plow it after the crop came up. But we didn't do a whole lot of farming because...
If you raised cotton, you did. Tell
well,
us.
Yes, but I was just barely big enough to really begin work